Part 2. You will hear a tour guide from Travelite Travel Agency giving some information about a trip to southern Scotland. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 16. Good morning, everyone. I'm Sally, tour guide from Travelite Travel Agency. Today, I'm going to introduce a great trip to southern Scotland for you. I'm sure you will find it a fantastic place. There is lots to see in southern Scotland. To begin with, we will go to Sheepfold, which has one or two beautiful gardens. One thing that's definitely worth doing is climbing to the top of the mountain. You'll be fascinated by the beautiful scenery alongside the mountain road. When you get to the top, you can overlook the coastline and enjoy the stunning view. From there, we will go on to Brown Mare. Brown Mare used to be famous for its farm, but it is being refurbished at the moment and isn't likely to be reopened by the time we go there. But you can walk for hours there in the peaceful green surroundings along a wide variety of tracks. I think you will be struck by the beautiful roses in Mother Nature. In Doris, there were several old barns, but they have been converted into a special section where animals and plants are protected. From there, you can see a range of rare breeds as well as flowers. This place is usually favoured by university students as a destination for their field trips. Then we will go to Lodge Estate, which is the most favourite location for children, as they can watch the baby deer. But remember, don't give food to them. Photography is allowed there, and when you leave, you can get one free photo at the exit. But please don't move rocks or branches to take photos. You should leave the site intact. Our next stop is Ordon. I strongly recommend that you visit the ancient town, which was constructed nearly 1,000 years ago. There is not much of the original buildings left, but still plenty to see. The site is being excavated, and you'll be able to help out if you want to. Finally, we will spend some time in East Lake, which changes with the seasons, with different events happening at different times of the year. At the moment when we arrive there, it will be the most spectacular month with the arrival of Canada geese. I'm pretty sure that this visit will give you an unforgettable experience. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 17 to 20. Some of you have asked me about the place where we're going to stay. So, next, I will introduce different types of accommodation there. First, many tourists may consider visiting a bed and breakfast, also called a B&B, as they don't have to be worried about what to eat in the morning. But you have to pay attention that this type of accommodation is only available on a daily basis. The cheapest possible option is to stay in a hostel, but you should be aware that sometimes you are provided with only a single bed with several people sharing the same room, and meals are not included. But some people think they have never had such an experience before that they want to have a try. More importantly, they don't have to change accommodation for a whole week. For those who want to visit the castles, I recommend you stay in the cottages nearby with beautiful surroundings. The owner promises that the rent can be paid every 7 days, so just be relieved to have a peaceful life there. For our members, I will introduce some benefits you can get from our travel agency. As for the accommodation I just mentioned, someone has asked if we offer a discount. I'm afraid to tell you this is only for premium members who can benefit from 10% off the original price. For those self-driving travellers, you might be interested in the parking service. Parking space is always limited at the hotel, so we only offer free parking service to premium members as well. I'm afraid ordinary members have to pay a fee for parking. The good news is all of you can enjoy our guide service without any charge, including the visit to attractions like the castles. But remember, the entrance fee has to be paid by yourself. Oh, I nearly forgot, you can also receive regular copies of magazines about the native food and attractions in Scotland absolutely for free. It's a gift for you. I hope you will like it. Okay, that's all I want to share today. If you have any more questions about the trip, please call me at...
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.